updates on the state indoor track meet, girls' soccer polls, and big softball performances. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WISSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
The Wisconsin Track Federation of America meet at UW-Whitewater serves as not only an unofficial end of the indoor track and field season, but an unofficial indoor state meet as well. Held over the weekend, it draws some of the top talent in the state. Verona's Jack Herkert was named the male athlete of the meet after winning the high jump at 6 feet 6 inches, while taking second in the 55-meter hurdles, third in the long jump, and sixth in the triple jump. Milwaukee Kings' Michaela Jackson captured the Female Athlete of the Meet Award, winning the 55-meter dash in 7.05 seconds, the long jump at 18 feet 8 inches, and running a leg of the winning 4x200-meter relay team. The Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association released its new girls' soccer rankings on Monday. Brookfield Central remains in the top spot in D1. In Division 2, Whitefish Bay moves ahead of Homestead for the number one position. Catholic Memorial and the Prairie School are once again the top-ranked teams in D3 and D4, respectively. One team that isn't ranked is Mayville, but the Cardinals are making a push to join the poll. They won four games last week as Rachel Wagner scored 14 goals, including two games with five. In softball action last Thursday, Lily Pomplin of Marinette knocked her second home run of the game in the top of the seventh inning to lift the Marines past Oconto Falls 9-7. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.